This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Justin Breen. This podcast is for CEOs of private equity sponsored firms, as well as of startups and venture capital funded firms. Justin's a brilliant entrepreneur, has built a business from scratch, brilliant person. Justin, what advice in today's world would you give to CEOs? What are the core pieces of advice you'd give to the CEO running a company, running a firm? What do you tell somebody?
I'm so glad you asked this, and I did a deep dive in thinking on this today, Scott, and it's going to sound like a weird beginning to it, but I really think it's actually pretty interesting. So we have two dogs in the family. One is a Bernedoodle, Dr. Pepper, who just turned 2 years old a couple days ago, and the second is a Golden Doodle named Toffee Kisses, and today is her very first birthday, so she's one today. Happy birthday, Toffee. And the two dogs complement each other greatly, my wife and I, we have two sons who are 9 and 8. They complement each other perfectly. I have one book out, which is called Epic Business. A second book is coming out called Epic Life. They complement each other perfectly. I have two companies. One is a global PR firm called Brepic. The second one, which just launched with a partner this year, is called Brepic Network. They complement each other perfectly and add value to each other. And with the second company, which directly answers your question, is I have a perfect complementary partner in Mark Fujiwara, who I would describe him as a visionary integrator, and I'm an integrating visionary. And my wife, who turns 40 tomorrow on Tuesday, August 9th. Her name is Dr. Sarah Breen, and we complement each other perfectly. So with all that said, I found that having a perfect complement, whether it's a second dog, a second kid, a second book, a second company, a partner, a second partner, I can't tell you how important that is for the CEO to find that complementary fit, because everything runs better with that complementary fit.
So this is a brilliant, brilliant thought. And I appreciate you so much sharing it with us. It's very similar to the concept that Gina Wickman puts together in Traction and his thinking, and how you often need a visionary and an execution person, this perfect complement of people. And it's very hard to put all that in one person. It's almost always requires complementary people. Yes. I had a brilliant coach say to me the other day, well, the parent can't be tough on the kid because I as a coach might be tough on the kid, so the kid needs nurturing at home. And it was fascinating for me to hear that from someone who was such a driven, tough leader to say, no, you need this complement of people, this complement of two different people. I found it to be a brilliant, brilliant thought. And it's very similar to what you're saying, is you need this complement of people to make things great. I think that is just brilliant. So finding the right team, finding the right complementary skills, complementary leadership. Any other thoughts you wanted to share today, Justin, on what CEOs should be doing, looking for, and thinking?
Yeah, I'll even double down on the Gino Wickman aspect, because I talked to Gino occasionally. I participate in his collaboration calls through his book, E-Leap, which is his newer book, which is really great. And then he and I are both in Strategic Coach. So I talked to him through that. And, you know, from a CEO's perspective, a lot of them, not all, but a lot of them are high, quick start, boom, 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 and then little to no follow through. So they're all over the place. And without that integrator, without that person with high follow through, nothing will get done. So you need a bunch of employees. So I am and Gino talks about this in his books, but I am actually the very, very, very rare CEO that has high quick start and high follow through. It's incredibly rare. Gino, by the way, also has that. He has even higher quick start than me and the same follow through, and the Kolbe, K-O-L-B-E test. But so for someone like me, it actually is harder. It is harder to hire a bunch of people because someone with my Kolbe, we can do it. We can do it and think it and execute it. So if you are someone like me, it's still possible to find the right complementary fit. It might just take a little longer, but it's essential in the long run to do it, because eventually you cannot do everything yourself long term. You have to find the right fits who can not only add value to you, but you add value to them, and then you grow together. So, you know, you can stay by yourself for your whole life and try to do it that way, but in the long run, it's absolutely essential to find those complementary fits.
I think that's a brilliant thought. And you periodically get in situations where you get CEOs, you get leaders that sort of tunnel in and think they can all do it themselves. And what I generally find is that in the short run, that may work, because if you got one person in a dictator type situation driving decisions, that works. In the longer run, very hard to build a team and make that work with that kind of sort of perspective and attitude. Could not agree with you more. Justin, as always, brilliant to visit with you on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. To our audience, thank you for joining us on the Becker Private Equity Podcast, the podcast for CEOs of private equity-sponsored firms, VC-sponsored firms, and startups. Thank you so much for listening. Anytime anybody has a guest or a suggestion for a topic, we'd love to hear it. Justin Breen, founder of Brepik, author of Epic Business, another book coming out soon. Congratulations on all your success, and thank you for joining us today.
And congrats to you, 7.5 million downloads. Pretty soon, 10 million, man. It's coming.
We're trying. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.